It seems like all the upfront bluster of Obamacare repeal happened months ago, but as Todd was explaining to us there, there's no way to repeal without replacing. Here's Sean Spicer, the White House spokesman, talking about Iowa.
The only insurer left in the Obamacare exchange proposed a 43% rate hike for next year.
Because of that partial repeal and non-existent replacement of the Affordable Care Act, people in Iowa and Nebraska now have just one option for insurance if they're not on Medicare, Medicaid, or a plan through their employer. That option is insurance company Medica, which announced on Monday it would stay in those states. But to make it work, they estimate premiums would rise, as Sean Spicer said, 43%. Chelsea Keenan with the Gazette in Cedar Rapids. What's going on here, and what do the people of Iowa think about it?
You know, I think it's a mixed reaction. I think there's some relief that this insurer is going to be staying around. But, I mean, you know, a 43% rate hike is pretty huge, and it's going to really impact a lot of people, especially, you know, those who may not be eligible for subsidies.
And is it possible that Medica believes that something's going to happen, that they won't have to actually implement that 43% rate increase, that someone will see that it's important to have a nonprofit in the picture along with these federal programs?
So our insurance commissioner just last week filed a waiver with the federal government asking for permission to do a couple different things to maybe, you know, stabilize our individual insurance market a little bit more. That he wants to offer age and income tax credits to individuals to try to get more young, healthy people back into the market. And he also wants to offer something called reinsurance, which would allow insurance companies to kind of spread out those really high costs that are concentrated from sicker people who really rely a lot on insurance. And so, you know, we haven't heard back on whether that's going to be approved or not. But if it is, that might be able to add a little bit of relief to those rate hikes. But what that will look like is still unknown. If it is approved, another insurer, the biggest in the state of Iowa, Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, has committed to coming back into the marketplace. They announced earlier in this year in April that they would not be selling plans in 2018.
And that's the interesting part here. I mean, even though Sean Spicer is correct in that this is a 43% proposed rate hike, the only reason the rate hike is that high is that the collapse of the exchanges because of the GOP's insistence on repealing Obamacare means that companies like Aetna and other companies that were in Iowa just a few months ago have pulled out. So as they pull out, as the exchange shrinks, Medica can't do business for less than a 43% rate hike. So it's a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy, yes?
Right. Absolutely. I mean, the uncertainty over the future of the Affordable Care Act definitely played, you know, a big role, as well as just the high costs of offering individual plans on the exchange. You know, both Wellmark and Aetna announced within days of each other in April that they would no longer be selling plans in 2018. And, you know, Medica, for a really long time, they were really unsure whether they'd stay or not. They waited until the deadline to file rates with the insurance division. And I think, you know, part of the reason that rate hike is so high is Medica is going to go from having 14,000 Iowa members to probably absorbing the vast majority, because they will be the only plan or the only insurance company offering plans statewide.
Well, it's an interesting sort of window into the way insurance companies do business and the kinds of risks that they take. I mean, Medica, because it's smaller than Aetna, if they pull out of Nebraska and Iowa, they look like just they're abandoning the states. And Aetna, you know, can pull out, and they've got tons of business, plenty of other places in the U.S. But if Medica stays, they run the chance, or at least they take a bet that they can massively increase their market share if things work out so that they don't have to raise premiums. So it could work out really well for Iowans and for Medica.
Right. You know, Medica joined the Iowa market about 2 years ago, and they were pretty intentional. They're based in Minnesota. They do a lot of business, mostly throughout the Midwest. They've been around for 40 years. So, you know, it's not like they're a new company. They're a little bit smaller than some of these, you know, like you mentioned, Aetna or United Healthcare, who have all in the past sold plans in Iowa and have since pulled out. So, yeah, I mean, they definitely have the ability to really expand their market share across the Midwest.
But it will be a risk, and we'll see. And, of course, the Senate is the only body that really knows what the future is going to be for all of these states that are awaiting what the services are going to be in what new health care plan emerges from the federal government. Chelsea Keenan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chelsea Keenan is a reporter for the Gazette in Eastern Iowa.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.